This is a Ankasa Africa production for the United Nations Decade of Family Farming in collaboration with AMAC, World Association of Community Radio Broadcasters, and the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. Thank you so much, and good evening, everyone, and welcome to Vale FM, where we bring to you Zambia National Forest Commodities Association radio program in conjunction with Nyimba District Forest Commodities Association every Thursday at 19 hours. On behalf of Valley FM, my name is Mumba Kefas, and let me introduce the panelist which is in the studio this evening as we start this week's program.
Thank you, our dear listeners. My name is Benson Banda, and I'm the district coordinator for Nyimba District Forest Commodities Association here in Nyimba. Thank you for tuning to Vale FM in today's program.
All right, thank you so much, Mr. Banda.
I'm Tunile Tembo, NDFC member treasurer.
Thank you so much.
I'm Kefa Speedy. I'm a member from MDFCA.
All right, thank you so much. Dear listeners, these are the participants of today's program. And from day one to today's program, you have been coming with different stakeholders. So in today's discussion, these consist my panel. So as we start the program, this week's topic, we are going to look at the tree nursery establishment, site selection, management, and market. Remember, participants are coming from Nyimba District Forest Commodity Association. So as we get into our topic this evening, can Mr. Banda explain to us how can you explain the importance of establishing tree nurseries for our environment?
Thank you, our dear listeners. It's very important to embrace or maybe to practice this culture of planting trees, because it helps to sustain the destroyed lands by deforestation, and also it helps to prevent or to preserve biodiversity. What it means, our listeners, by providing new life or by preserving life to these other species, may it be trees, fauna, or flora. So it's very important to practice this by planting more trees through nursery establishment.
All right, thank you so much, Mr. Banda. Now, from your explanation, you have just mentioned over the importance of coming up with a tree nursery. What are key factors to consider when selecting a suitable location for a tree nursery?
Site selection, it's very important to consider when you are trying to establish a tree nursery, because it will help your business to thrive, to do well, because poor planning or poor site selection, it might lead to disaster, and it might even lead to loss of resources at the household level or maybe institutional level. So it's very important to consider a good site for tree nursery development. So one key factors that we need to consider is soil type. The site that you've selected to do your tree nursery development, you need to consider, you should have good soil types. For instance, the recommended soils are clay soils, because they are rich in organic matter and other essential minerals, nutrients. So it's very important to know the type of soil where you are going to establish your tree nursery. And then the other thing that we need to consider is the land topology. How is it? Does it have a good gentle slope? If it does, then you have to go for that site. But if it doesn't have a good gentle slope, then don't select that site for tree nursery development, because lands which are waterlogged, for instance, it might lead to destruction of your plants. So you need to select a land which has a good drainage source. And then the other thing, your site should have access to water. Because for trees to do well, or for any plant to perform well, even us humans, even other animals, we depend on water. So the other thing that we need to consider of our site should have access to water. Sometimes we might not have like visible water, but we may have groundwater. So we need the expert like from water development to do a survey and to do a water map resource, so that they affirm and confirm that we have groundwater where we can drill our boreholes if we have financial muscle. But if we don't have a financial muscle, then we need to have access of water, maybe through streams or maybe a well, which can help in watering our plants. And then the other thing that we need to consider, the site that we are going to select, it should be near to our residents, for few simple reasons. For instance, where you are going to establish your tree nursery, it should have protection, because it's business that you are going to develop at the end of the day. So the site should be near to your residence, so that you provide top management as well as security for your tree nursery. And then the other thing that you need to consider is labor. Who is going to manage your nursery? Do you have enough resources to maybe to hire labor, or maybe you are going to do it yourself? If you are going to do it yourself, then better. But if you are doing it at commercial or maybe larger portion, then you need to employ labor. And then, and even experts, because there are some trees, our listeners, that you maybe you might not have knowledge on how maybe to sow them or how to propagate them. So you need experts. So, and then the other thing that we need to consider again is we talked about protection from maybe harsh weather conditions. May it be rains, may it be strong winds, may it be sunlight. So we need to put this thing in order on how we are going to protect our nursery. And then the other thing that we need to consider is market. So your site should be near to market, so that when you grow these trees, you shouldn't have like difficulties on how, where you are going to sell, or who's going to buy you. You need to have an established market. So those are some of the key elements that we need to consider when we are doing a site selection for a tree nursery site development. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. In as much as one can appreciate your explanation, Mr. Banda, with interest to come up with one nursery, then there is another concern which you have also to clear our dear listeners out there. How can one determine the right species of tree to grow in their nursery?
So, thank you very much. I'll allow my treasure to pick that question.
Thank you, listeners. It depends on your location and goals. Local species are often a good choice, but the purpose of your nursery will guide your selection.
All right, thank you so much, the treasure, for that brief explanation on that question I posed earlier. What are essential steps for preparing a nursery for tree planting, Mr. Banda?
Okay, one thing that we need to do, as we are trying now to prepare the actual land for our nursery, we need to clear the land by stamping of any trees that are in the field. But if the field doesn't have trees, there's no need for you to start stamping off. But if it does, then you can do that process. And then the other thing that we need to do is we need to fence the area that we've selected to establish our tree nursery. We can use our local poles, although we need to be mindful the way we are going to cut the trees that we are going to use for fencing, because as a Forest Commodities Association, we strongly advise our members not to cut trees anyhow. But there should be a system, a well system developed on how we can cut these trees. So we can use our local poles, but if we have money enough, we can even use metal ones. If we have money enough, we can even buy the treated ones from Zafico. But if we don't have resources, then we can use our local ones. So we need to fence the area so that we protect it from animals, encroachment from animals, people, thieves, pests. So we need to fence our area. And then the other thing, we need to provide a shade. So providing a shade could be in different ways. If we have resources, we can do a greenhouse. But if we don't have resources, we can just put an easy one, a traditional one, so as to provide shade to newly propagated trees. And then the other thing that we need to do, depending on the method that we are going to use, if you are going to use beds, then you can do beds, but we need also to be mindful on the weather, the time that we are in, the weather conditions. So if it is rain season, you can do raised beds if you are using beds. But if it is like a dry season, for you to allow more water, retention of moisture in the soils, then we can do the sunken beds. But if we are going to use other method, like the use of polythene pots, polypots, then nothing much is needed apart from buying those pots, and then knowing the size again, it also help to determine the kind of tree species that we are going to plant in those polypots. And then the other thing, we need to prepare the soil itself. So the soil, we need to make sure that the soil that we are going to use is sampled. Like, remember we had talked about the type of soils that are recommended for doing your nurseries, which is clay soils. And then the other thing that you need to know, amount of nutrients that are in the soils. I know for like us small farmers, it's not easy to do that, but we can get this help from Department of Agriculture or from Forest Department, because these guys, they have tools. They have tools and other essential equipment which they can use to measure the nutrients, the biomass which is in the soil, and the soil pH, which is potential hydrogen ions, which are in the soils. Because we need to know the soils that we are going to use. Is it acidic or is it high in base? Because if it is acidic, then we need to treat the soils. If it is more concentrated on bases, and then again we need to treat the soils so that we meet the recommended potential hydrogen ions which are in the soils, which is 7.0, 7.1 for to support our trees to grow well. And then the other thing that we need to do is by removing debris. It could be maybe clods or stones. How can we do that? By sieving the soils. We use the sieve so that we sieve our soils so that they can be fine. And then the other thing that we need to do after sieving our soils, after we've removed the debris, the clods, and the stones, we need to moist our soils. Yeah. So, moisting our soils, it's easy. You just have to add water. But again, you need to be mindful on the moisture content, because like when it becomes muddy, it will be difficult for you to use that soil to put in your pottings. But it has to be on moderate moisture. So those are some of the things that we need to do when we are preparing our land for training site establishment.
All right, thank you so much. As we continue the program, Mr. Banda, let me also find out from you and the members of this panel this evening. Can you tell us about the best practices for planting tree seeds in the nursery and seed selection, sowing, and propagation?
So like Edia, my treasure, I said the purpose of your tree nursery establishment will guide you on which seed to select. But preferable, we encourage our local, the native seeds that we have. Because one, they are disease tolerant, and then they perform well, in a nutshell, to mention. So we need to promote more of our native local seeds. Because some of these tree species, our listeners, they are almost coming to an extinct. They are disappearing because we've overcut these trees in an unsustainable way. So we need to promote more, we need to propagate more of our local seeds. So some of the things that we need to determine, for instance, if it, we are doing local or maybe exotic ones. Exotic ones, I mean like these hybrid seeds, the genetically motivated seeds. We are not saying that they are bad, they are also good. But we need to be mindful, we need also to keep our own. So some of the things that we need to, like, to not to overlook, but to consider, is good quality of seed. The seed should be of good quality. If it is our local, how can we make sure that this seed that we've selected, like for a propagation, it is of good quality? One thing is to, how was it harvested? How was it stored? So those are some of the things that we need to look at. Because when you store a seed at a bad temperature or weather conditions, automatically seed germination will be poor. So we need to store these seeds in our jars, sealed containers, so that as we are trying to propagate them, they will give us good performance in terms of germination. And then the other thing that we need to consider, apart from good quality, is it a high yielding? So we need to select seeds that are of high yielding, because we are looking at profit. High yields, high profits. And then the other thing that we need to consider, does it grow uniformly? Yeah, so those are some of the things that we need to look at. And then the other thing, which is very important, we need to select seeds that are free from diseases and pests. Diseases like those which are maybe, for instance, like viruses or maybe bacteria. So they need to be free from any disease. Yeah. And then the other thing that we need to look at is high viability and tolerance. The seed that we are going to use, or the planting materials that we are going to use, are they tolerant to high temperatures? Like here in Nyimba, we have high temperatures. And then the other thing, is it tolerant to diseases? Is it tolerant maybe to strong winds? When strong winds hits, is it going to fail or is it going to stand? So those are the some of the things that we need to look at.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. We have explained land preparation, and as well as checking of availability of water and other factors as we come up with a nursery. Now, how should one manage irrigation in a tree nursery to ensure healthy growth of the plants?
Thank you, listeners. Regular controlled irrigation is so vital. One should avoid overwatering, as it can lead to root diseases, and monitor moisture levels closely.
All right, thank you so much. Now, looking at the explanation and Mr. Banda's contribution during our deliberation, he mentioned of some of the practices that can help us as we manage a nursery. Now, what methods can be used to protect tree seedlings from pests and diseases in the nursery? Mr. Banda.
Thank you very much. It's very important to protect our crops, our plants, our trees from any pest infestations. Pests, they are in different categories. They are insects. Even humans are pests at some point. So monitoring and protecting our nursery, it's very important. How can we protect it? There are three or more methods. One, which is a chemical method, we can apply pesticides in our nursery. The best time to apply pesticide, it is in the evening. Because that's when the pests come and attack our crops. So when you spray in the evening as they are coming to attack, automatically you prevent or protect your nursery. And then the other method, it's biological control. When you identify some pests, like maybe caterpillars, you can be removing them with your hands and then you kill them. That's biological. Or under biological again, you can bring another pest which can feed on the main pest, which is so destructive. For instance, caterpillars, and then you bring in maybe issues to do with spiders, they'll eat on those insects. So that's biological control. And then the other thing, it's cultural practices. If you remember in our old times, our parents used to tell us to say you can use ashes to destroy some of these pests in Chihuahua.
Yeah.
So those are some of the methods that we can use to protect our field, our nursery from pests. And then the other thing, since we talked about human being as a pest, security. It's one of the things that we can do so that you protect humans from stealing from you.
All right, now could you explain the significance of pruning and shaping young trees in a nursery?
Okay, pruning is so significant because it helps the plant to develop strong, healthy trees. And by removing branches, and it also encourages proper growth of its form.
And then, in addition, it also helps when you prune your plants, they grow in a healthy way. And then the other thing, it also, like those which are about to mature, they produce good and healthy fruits. Because when you leave so much plants, what it means, your plant will be feeding on heavy nutrients. It will require more fertilizing of your cells so that your plant can. So it will reduce on your fertilizing, and then the tree will perform well. Your tree will be free from diseases. So pruning is very vital and key activity to do in our nurseries. And then it also maintains the hygiene, because remember, agriculture, as in all, either be it crops or maybe agroforest, it's hard. So your field need to be looking neat. So when you prune your trees, your field will look smart, and it will be even visible. You know, when it becomes thicket, even a pest like snakes, it becomes a home for them. So even wasps. So pruning, it will help you chase some of these unwanted pest in your field.
You're right. You just almost touched the issue of fertilization. What considerations should nursery managers keep in mind when it comes to fertilizing the trees?
Thank you so much. Thank you, listeners. Managers should bear in mind that they choose the right fertilizer. You find that certain plants require different types of fertilizer, but managers should know which fertilizer to use in the first place. Thereafter, even when applying, they should apply at a correct and at an appropriate time. So you need to read the plants, you need to study them, then apply at the right time when you are supposed to apply. Maybe if when they are young, just after planting, you see what happens even to maize. If it's that time to plant, to use decompound, there should be the right time as in to apply. And they should follow the recommended rates each time. And they should know the type of trees, because these trees, they differ. Yeah, so they should know the rates for each tree species. You find that maybe ingatini mumanga, if it's ngai, so you should know to say this type needs this type of fertilizer.
Yeah, I see. Yes, yeah. Any addition, Mr. Banda?
Yeah, like the way Mr. Peter has put it, it's very important to understand the trees that you are growing and the type of fertilizer that they feed on. But like for us small farmers, I would encourage our farmers to use organic fertilizers. Be it manure fertilizer, backyard manure, be it chicken manure, we can use those in our plants. And I can assure you to say your plants will do better. But the other thing that we need also to be mindful, as we are fertilizing our plants, we need also to be providing good water to these plants, because fertilizers, they contain different chemicals, be it potassium, be it nitrogen. So our plants will also need water. As well, fertilizing also provide water. Mm. I know, like advanced, when you go on an advanced stage, we use what we call a system called fertigation, whereby you put fertilizer and water, you mix it in a tank, and then you offload your water into your plants.
Thank you. Let me appreciate your contribution, your participation, and the good response to during this deliberation. Now, how can one determine when tree seedlings are ready for transplanting from the nursery to their permanent locations after doing all these necessities which managers have been advised to follow?
Okay, thank you very much. It's very important to know and understand that now your seedlings are ready for transplant. Because when you transplant them early, one thing will happen.
Mm.
Most of your seedlings will die because of stresses. Movement stresses, heat stress, and other stresses, to mention a few. So you need to know the time when your seedlings are laid for transplant.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing again that you need to consider, when time passes, like you don't transplant them, those trees, as they are growing on your nursery, they are developing roots. And depending on your covering materials that you used on your ground, some they use stones, some they use plastics, so as to prevent looting to go into the soils.
Mm.
So if that case happens, it will be difficult for you to transplant your seedlings, because some of these seedlings, when you disturb them, like when you cut their roots, some they die, but some will survive. So it's better you understand the time. So the best time, depending on the species, some they go up to 1 year, some it's within months. So depending on the species that you are growing, so it will tell you to say now it's laid.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
So you need to know the type of seed that you've used, and then you need to know the time when it you are going to transplant it. Yeah.
All right.
Because those are information, they are found on the type of material seed that you've selected to use.
All right. Thank you so much. Now, on behalf of our dear listeners, let me also find out from the panel in the house this evening. Are there any sustainability practices that nursery managers should adopt in their operation?
Sustainable practices, this is the most key point when it comes to tree planting in the seedlings. What is so important is that this time, these managers, they should bear in mind that sustainable practices, they should be applied. Sustainable methods should be followed. For example, they should practice ways on how to reduce wastes. By this, it helps to have a profit and to have more seedlings. Instead of wasting a lot of seedlings, it will help the managers to keep or to have a lot of seedlings. You can also use the method of reusing materials which are valuable, materials which are friendly, which can be easily accessed. So you find that most of the times when using these, you can go to market, you can even make some orders, you buy those polyplastics, then you make your own tools, and where you use these seedlings. You can also use what we call the foam trays. These foam trays, they are very cheap, and it's easy to access them. It also helps the seedlings to have a better life. Instead of them dying out of the sun, instead of them dying out of maybe heavy rains, these seedlings, they do help when it comes to sustaining or keeping these trees, nurseries. You can also implement eco-friendly technologies. These eco-friendly technologies, they also help to have good seedlings. These are methods whereby new technologies are applied Also, it is so important because you can also use a method you should also avoid when it comes to chemicals. You know, when planting these seedlings, a lot of chemicals, and you are not supposed to use a lot of chemicals. For example, when you use those chemicals, it's better maybe you burn those materials, or you bury them, or you find that most of these materials are written to say keep out of reach of children. So it's better you don't contaminate the environment. You make sure to say you protect lives. So safety should be applied.
All right, thank you so much. We have been discussing on this interesting topic this evening. And we have also to think of the economic benefits. Is there any economic benefit in the necessary market availability? If yes, any example successful business story in tree nursery?
Thank you, listeners. There are benefits in tree nurseries. The good example is from Chipata. The resident from Chipata is doing fine. He has building through tree nurseries. He has got a lot of money that side. So there are many people are making money through nursery, tree nursery.
Yes. Just to come in, this is so beneficial because I can narrate a story of a friend who has found a lot of benefits through this. He has taken his children to school, some to universities, because you find that when maybe, for instance, you are making these nurseries, maybe it's oranges, lemons. Even locally, you find that one lemon, it is going at 50 kwacha.
Mm.
So market is readily available. Households will buy. Schools will buy. You know, some schools like Achora Boarding, they have orchards. Chiware, they are developing. They are looking at it to have an orchard. So market is readily available. So this is so beneficial. A lot of people have made money out of these seedlings.
All right, thank you so much. In addition, Mr. Banda.
Yeah, just word on, as yeah. Mr. Luca was mentioning about schools having orchard, it reminded me of one item which is going to happen next year. Mm. Musekela Research Institute, ZALI, would do a program in providing plant materials like seedlings, most especially citrus ones, to schools, those who are near the vicinity of community forests. Remember last time we were talking about CFMs?
Yeah.
So those schools which are in the local of CFMs will provide them with citrus trees so that they can develop orchards. So automatically it's business. One to the seller of seedlings,
yeah.
And then as well as to the school, because remember last time we talked about the importance of adding fruits in our main meals, and remember fruits, they provide a very good important law in our immune system. We mentioned last time to say they provide minerals, vitamins, to mention a few.
Mm.
So automatically, health wise, nutrition wise, our lives will improve.
Yeah.
Financially, our lives will improve. So, doing tree nursery, most especially when you've selected the light seed, the light propagating materials, then you can never go wrong. Imagine how many lodges are coming up in Nyimba. How many are building lodges here in Nyimba? They need ornamental trees, like palms, like julanta flowers. So when you do this, you have money, a lot of money. Imagine a simple flower selling at 5 kwacha.
Mm.
What about lemons? What about mangoes? Those are improved ones like Kent, Maya. how much one is it going to sell. Some they are selling at 100 kwacha 150, some at 75. So there is money in tree nursery. So I think we shouldn't even waste much time. Let's venture into this business, most especially for us Nyimba, resident of Nyimba. We need to do this. And it's so saddening that you find out the forest department would do a lot of seedlings, and then few people are interested in buying those seedlings. It's high time we wake up and then we do more of tree planting in our homes, in our institutions, in our wakes. We need to do more of this, most especially the fruit ones, as they are aiding, as they are combating this issue to do with the weather change, climate issues. They are also providing us with essential nutrients. So it's important that we venture into this.
All right, thank you for that explanation. And could you share some advice on how to ensure the long-term success of a tree nursery?
For us, for our tree nursery to thrive, what we need to do is we need to continue monitoring, and then we need to continue adapting to changes, conditions. It could be weather, it could be financial, it could be policies, politics. So we need to be led to adapt to some of these things. It could be market. We need to be able to adapt. If there is more demand, then we need to produce more. If there is less demand, then we need to produce at the level where our customers will be able to buy. So we need to be led to adapt to any sort of changes that may come in our lives. And then the other thing, we need to be informed about new techniques, technologies. We learn each and every day. The other day I was watching a video on YouTube where I saw, I don't know if it works, but I saw someone propagating two different species, making one species. And I've seen somehow it has worked. So we need to be able to adopt to new technologies. We need to be moving with technology. So those are some of the things that we need to continue. And then researching, very important. Like here in Nyimba, we want to try Devil's Crow, but it will be with help of a research institute like Zali. So we know that Devil's Crow is one of the species which is of high value medicinal, of importance to our lives. And this species, it is mostly wanted, or maybe being used by our friends in Western countries, Europe and other these big countries. And we have a story to say in our own, like Southern Province and then Northwestern, this this species is coming to an extinct. So we need to protect it. Remember our treasure mentioned to say the advisable species we need to do more of our local species. So one of them is Devil's Crow. We need to preserve that one. But if there are any which are almost to extinct because of we've not sustainably harvested, then we need to propagate it so that we preserve it. And moreover, some of these species, they have good catching money. So we need to preserve them.
All right, thank you so much for that explanation. And thank you so much for the panelists coming from Nyimba District Forest Commodities Association. And thank you so much to our dear listeners. Today's week, we are looking at the topic which was critically trying to educate us, trying to share information on tree nursery establishment, site selection, management, and market. On behalf of Valley FM Radio, my name is Mumba Akefas. Thank you so much. This is Ayankasa Africa production for the United Nations Decade of Family Farming in collaboration with AMAC, World Association of Community Radio Broadcasters, and the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations.